Because the Yomar came, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Nitohar, when the Arna Kodesh was taken from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the Arna Kodesh, along with the other Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash, was exiled to Babel by Nebuchadnezzar. And the Arna Kodesh was never returned to the second Beis HaMikdash. And the entire time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Arna Kodesh in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, some say that the Arna Kodesh was not exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. Instead, Yoshio HaMelech, who was a Melech toward the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, hid the Arna HaKodesh, and therefore there was no Arna HaKodesh at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. Neither were there Arna HaKodesh the entire time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol came into the Kodesh Kedoshim during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash to be machter the Ketoret, he did not put down the machter between the bottom of the Arna HaKodesh, since there was no Arna HaKodesh. So the Mishnah explains exactly where the Kohen Gadol put the machter down. Even Haisa Shah Mimos Nevi'im Rishonim Ustia Haisa Nikris. There was a stone in the middle of the Kodesh Kedoshim that was there from the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, from the time of Shmuel Navi and David HaMelech. And this Even was called the Even Shtia. The reason why it was called the Even Shtia is because from this stone, Nishtasa Olam, the world was founded from this stone, as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he founded the world, starting with this stone. Gvoam in the art Solosh Espos, V'Allah Hayanaisen. The stone jutted out from the ground 3 finger widths, and the Kohen Gadol would put down the machta on this stone. Sachat Yuma Perikei Mishnah Gimel, Nasa Hazadah Mimi Shahaya Mimarispo. After the Kohen Gadol was machta the Ketor, he would take the dam of the palm from the person that was stirring it in the Hechel. And the person was staring at it to make sure that it does not gel. Nichnas l'makon shenichnas. V'amad v'makon shamad. The Kohen Gadol takes the dam of the palm, and he entered the place that he had just entered. In other words, he re-entered the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he stands in the same place that he had just stood, meaning that he stands between the bottom of the arm. V'hizem mimenem achas l'mala u'sheva l'mata. The Kohen Gadol then sprinkled from the blood of the par towards the kaporet, 1 towards the top of the kaporet, and 7 lower down on the kaporet. V'lo hayim eskavim lahazos, lo lamala, v'lo lamata, ela kamata. When the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the dam of the par towards the kaporet, he did not actually intend to sprinkle the dam on the top edge of the kaporet, and then to sprinkle the dam towards the width of the kaporet. Instead, he sprinkled the dam just like somebody would whip his friend on his friend's back. And when a person whips his friend on the back, he first whips him toward the top of the back between the shoulders, and then he whips him lower down on the back. So too, the Kohen Gadol first sprinkles one sprinkle of dam toward the top of the kaporet. If it doesn't actually hit the top of the kaporet, it falls to the ground. And then each successive sprinkle hits on the ground closer to the Kohen Gadol than the previous sprinkle. So the sprinkles all hit the ground, one below the other. Bekach HaYamona. And this is how the Kohen Gadol would count as he sprinkled the dam, achas. When he sprinkled the first sprinkle, he would count achas. Achas v'achas. Achas v'shtayim. Achas v'sholosh. Achas v'arba. Achas v'chamesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'shev. Then when he sprinkled the next 7 sprinkles, he would count achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, and so on. And the first sprinkle that was sprinkled l'mal was counted separately than the 7 sprinkles that were sprinkled l'mata. And Chazal wanted the Kohen Gadol to count the 7 sprinkles together with the achas of the sprinkle l'mal, as if after he sprinkled the sprinkle of Mala, he started counting again from Achas, Chazal was afraid that maybe he would forget that he has to start counting again. And he would count the first sprinkle of the 7 Lamata as Shtayim. And he would count 1 through 8 instead of 1 through 7. So therefore, he has to count the Achas of the sprinkle of Mala together with the Achas through Sheva of the sprinkle of Lamata. Yatza v'hinicho. Akan Hazov Shebeheho, and after he sprinkles the dam of the par in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he then goes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim into the Hechol, and he puts the dam of the par that's remaining on the gold faith in the Hail.